Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
John
and
Sonny.
We've just begun.
Danny's song.
Think I'm gonna have a son.
Play Yacht Rock every Friday.
He will be like she and me.
Prom tickets are available at appleaday.org. We'd love to see you there. It's gonna be a very special night. We still have tons of stuff that we're working on. I didn't really tell Seth our idea, John, because I don't want him to crap on it before we get it off the ground.
Well, you told me about that speed dating thing, and we'll...
That's not it.
Okay. Is it better or worse?
Better. Way better.
Way better. Okay.
But I mean...
I like way better ideas.
I know you do, but I just don't want to... This is one of those things where we're going to put a lot of creative effort into this, and I don't want to say anything until we get it going.
Who's we? You and John?
Peg Bros, yeah.
Okay. For prom night.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk about it because we're you know, we have to plan things out.
I don't want to talk to you about it.
I don't know what he's talking about, to be honest with you.
It's what I texted you about this week.
Just played it close to the vest.
Oh, good job. Yeah, he doesn't know what I'm talking
about.
Well,
I mean, let us know. I would like to know.
So, you know, we've been talking for a long time about doing a live performance of Schmedium Druzy and Orange Fabio, better known as Peg Bros.
Okay.
I figure our rap group name should be Peg Bros.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we're Peg Bros.
You're not bringing props to the...
You're not going to tell us what we're going to do.
Okay,
see, that's
right.
The thing. That's
yeah,
probably
see,
what
already,
it's
already. Like, well, why, this is why I didn't want to talk to him about it. Because, like, we have an idea that we're conceptualizing, and you've already ruined it.
This isn't Wiener Belt Central. It's, you know, it's a prom.
It's as if he took our idea and then, like, you saw what I was working on.
We're not
on.
Patting anybody down, but I'm just
damn
saying,
right.
It's, you know, Wiener Belts, leave them in the car.
Okay, well, it sounds like the no fun league to me.
Lots of fun. Dancing, drinking, grinding, whatever else you guys want to do.
Can't have fun without a wiener
belt. You put with a wiener belt after all those things
and
you just said.
So much more
makes
fun.
Makes it so much more fun. Yeah.
You just added fun by adding a wiener belt.
Well, why don't you guys have the with a wiener belt fest, you know, and we can do that in the, you know, fall.
Every fest is a wiener belt fest.
If you have the resources.
Is that after and Rum
the
Fest?
Yes, Rum Fest, then Rum Fest, and then Wiener Belt Fest.
We'll do it
sure.
On a 3-day weekend.
So we kind of thought that this would be if we could get an MP3 of some beats that would work for us, thanks to Matt Lost Ranger. He's given us a ton. That Schmedium Druzy and Orange Fabio pick up some microphones, and we do a number. We do a number for the people who bought tickets for the prom. It's what the people want.
Is it okay? A planned number or a freestyle number?
Well, I mean, we started fleshing it out actually while I was at the gym. John and I were texting each other lyrical ideas, and I was in hysterics while I was trying to lift weights because he was so funny with what he was hitting me with. So I really feel like it's gonna be like we have the.
Are we talking a song or two? Or are we talking
one
a,
song?
A whole set.
One song.
One song.
I just read your hook, and I'm laughing again. Hold on. Let me see if this beat works for the hook that John's got. You think this one works?
I don't know. I honestly, I don't know if I can remember it off the top of my head.
I got it.
All right.
90s prom, it's the bomb. Take a pegging from your mom. 90s prom, it's the bomb. Take a pegging from your mom. So hot you might melt, but let you put on that wiener belt. Well, you could go face down, I could go ass up. Now you tear it up like a lawnmower mowing the grass up north when the snow ain't on the ground. In your drawer, look what I found. Well, it's a belt. Attached is a wiener. Now pull out the grass that gets a little greener.
He can't.
can't fight me when I'm wearing my strap on. I wear it tight, it's quite large. I might be floating down like a barge.
He floats on a barge on the river. Strap it on and you might deliver like a mailman. You be called Malone and I'm a straight man. But I'm taking the bone and a 102.5 reason that it feel good. Drew Garabo, I'm like Clint Eastwood. Cause I feel a sudden impact from behind. And look what I find. Night is prompt for it's your mom. Mom. Oh,
you guys have almost passed the trout. If you just do the hook together, I would like just to hear you guys, you know.
Okay.
Prom, it's a bomb. Take a pegging from your mom. 90s prom, it's a bomb. Take a pegging from your mom. What is a peg? Well, you might be asking. It's a wiener belt, and I'm tasking you to go into the Todd. Cause if I get recognized, it's a bit odd. They be like, hey, ain't you that dude? I say, shut up, bitch, and give me that lube, cause I need a lot of it. I'm tight. Do I want one that's black or white? Well, give me the black, cause I feel bad for what we did to black people. It makes me sad. Reparations come in 8-inch form. I'm at the bar like Norm. Here's the hook, 90s prom. It's a bomb. Take a pegging from your mom. 90s prom, it's a bomb. Take a pegging from your mom. I don't want to peg you, son. That doesn't sound like a whole lot of fun. A pegging is something that should be done by a sweet young lady. She starts with a thumb. 90s prom, it's a bomb. Get a pegging from your mom.
What do you think, Seth? We're just fleshing out some ideas.
All right. You ready?
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay.
I love that.
All right. Okay. Oh, yeah. All right.
Now, you're not going to hit me with a new song that night, are you? You're going to kind of, punch that one up a little bit?
Yeah, we're going to work on that.
You guys got something there.
Yeah. Okay. Well, and I think if we can just familiarize, the people with it a little bit, I look forward to that moment when we can get some crowd interaction. Yeah. I just see hundreds of people, singing the words along with us.
Correct. Like everybody chanting.
But nobody wants to hold a wiener belt all night long and, dance and,
you can't speak for everybody there.
Well, I'm just saying, push your agenda, man.
Like if ladies show up with one, what are you going to do, kick her out? Like, oh, I'm sorry, it looks like you're smuggling a cucumber under that prom dress.
Well, I think smuggling would be the best way to, go about things.
Sure.
It's a big night. John, what did you say that your girlfriend or fiance was thinking about doing?
She might be, you mentioned somebody else who's doing something like the same thing, and I said she may very well be wearing her actual prom dress. So
that's awesome.
Yeah, it's very nice.
As many people wearing their actual real-life prom dress, that'd be phenomenal. 727-579-1025. Did you go to your prom?
Oh, yeah.
Do you still have your prom dress?
Yeah, but I have this thing where my shoulders grow 3 inches a year, so they don't fit.
Yeah, that thing is called deadlifts, just so you know. Hello, Edward?
Yes.
What's up?
Hello, how you doing?
Good, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. I want to comment on that lady. I just want to say that we shouldn't use the word pro-life for people who are against abortion. I think it sounds like it's too much of a compliment.
Well,
especially if they're okay with incarcerating children.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, no, you can call them whatever you want. Thank you very much for weighing in. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Should we maybe tweak it and keep your mom out of it, or is
no,
that
no? Okay, that's right. Key. That's key.
No, you can't. You can't tweak that. That's got to be the
part is non-negotiable.
I think that later in the night, that's what I think. John's right. That's what people are going to take that to the streets of St. Pete for the after party. I don't know where that is, but
there's an after party.
No, I'm not sanctioned.
If we change anything, I think it's got to become more graphic. 90s prom. It's the bomb. I want to take a pegging from your mom.
Okay. I want to take a pegging from your mom. Right, yeah.
And do you need somebody to play the role of a mom that night?
Not
if we can get Micah dressed as a mom with a wiener belt on, that's a selling point.
Okay,
You wouldn't have to do anything with it, obviously.
Just have to swing it around like a helicopter.
Okay, that's not happening.
Petey Pablo.
What does the mom look? Am I a chaperone?
Just like mom glasses and mom jeans.
Yeah, it's honestly the that stuff is the least important part of the wardrobe. Really.
Right. The only important part of the wardrobe is what's going to be standing at attention.
It's not going to happen. Oh my God.
There would be something so wrong yet so right about that. Well,
yeah.
727-579-1025.
Well, is there a spot for medium booty Trudy, or is this just the Peg Bros exclusive?
If she's willing to play ball.
I had some bars, but you know.
I mean, if you're willing to play ball, sure, I'll put the beat back on.
By the way, Micah, if you jump on that track that they're going to do, your aspirations for doing anything greater than what you're doing right now are over, just so you know.
Aspirations. Yeah. You see what he did there? That's a good one.
Yeah. No, I'm just letting her know that she's not going to have a political run in her or anything like that if, you know, taking a pegging from your mom or, you know, resurfaces one day. How do you explain that?
Same way you explain gay marriage. I mean, sometimes when boys and girls love each other a lot, the girl temporarily turns into a boy.
I want both of you to have your moment to shine. You. Medium booty Trudy will happily be in the corner dressed up like mom.
That's the thing, Seth. It's not like, just when you say things like that, you don't realize how offensive it is.
To the Peg Bro community.
Yeah.
Well, no,
that's going to ruin her life? Just because
she's associated with what we're into?
Yeah, she's, you know, she wants to do big things, and I'm just saying, hey, Wiener Belt Audio.
All right. If you want to do big things, here's a 10. Put it on, you could be my best friend. Now I know this ain't what you like, but Schmedium Booty Trudy's on that mic.
Yo, I cannot relate. I can't say that I will participate. I'll tell you what, I won't be late. Prom, June 14th, get tickets today.
Get tickets, then stick it. John Sanning, Jugarabo, getting wicked. Like the Disney musical. I'm a St. Louis Cardinal like Stan Musial. Oh, a reference from old school baseball. Now Jugarabo is rocking in the school hall. A crazy abolitionist, anti-choice. Yo, and I heard your voice, and it made Murray crawl back up inside like Seth's first day on the medication. Why? Medium Druzy, Orange Fabio, Medium Booty Trudy. Strap it on, Mom. Yeah, I like it. All right. Yeah, you can hang.
I'll be face down in the chocolate fountain when that performance is happening.
See, that'll boy you.
Yeah.
Drew Grab Alive, how can we help you?
Oh, man.
I was just calling to ask. I came in a little late, but the guy who made the last comment about the pro-life thing, I'm just confused, I guess.
Pipe down. Drew Grab Alive, hi, how can we help you
this
today?
This is really range here.
My name's Dale, I want to throw four bars.
Nope. Drew Grab Alive, hi, how can we help you today?
Drew.
Yeah, Osmond.
Hello. Hey, can I battle you on a pro-life, pro-choice? I'll take pro-life.
You going to rap? You said battle. Are you going to rap? You're going to rap.
Battle rap. Yeah.
So you're going to battle. This would be interesting. I've never done a political battle rap. So you're going to take the pro-choice side, or pro-life side.
Pro-life.
Give me a second, dude. Jesus.
I'm not pro-life, but I got a couple things in my head.
So you're going to fabricate an opinion that you don't really believe, all for the sake of some half-ass rap?
On the count of my dead baby brothers.
Because
I too had a baby brother taken from me.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm on the fence, let's put it.
Okay. So you're going to rap from the pro-life side, though. Right?
Yes.
I don't think I'm going to like this, guys, but...
No, it's going to be good.
All right, you start first.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All my dead baby brothers, DBB. All my dead baby brothers, pray with me. All my dead baby brothers, DBB. All my dead... I'm still there? Okay, I thought you hung up. All right. I've been haunting and flaunting. Never been kissed. My baby died just of jaundice. I got no... smack from you beat me already.
You're doing great.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, maybe go back to the hook. That was the best part.
Your mission to battle me. This is a very difficult beat to rap to. Hold on 1 second. Let me try this
90s one. Prom.
It's the bomb.
See, it's an earworm.
It's great.
I'll just give you quick 8 bars in rhetorical rebuttal so I can hopefully shut this down right here. Here's my fire back. I am actually pro a woman's right to choose. So let me drop this like Thursday night in Hill Street Blues. Try to battle me, you got thwarted. Your call should have been aborted. You ugly and bald, Uncle Festa, and you should have been got in the first trimester. I celebrate the right to choose. Let me drop this on you like a pair of shoes. Size 10 and a half, and it's going up your ass. You're moving slow, and I'm moving too fast. So you better accelerate instead of masturbate. Wasting my time on the phone, not great. Like Nate Robinson, you came up short, and I'm Kareem Abdul-Jabbar on the basketball court. There you go. That's up your ass.
Wow.
727-579-1025. Don't step to me, whether you're pro-choice, anti-choice, or right down the middle. Thank you. Hi, is your name Dramus?
Pastadramus, the great.
Oh, this guy's back. Actually really good. Yeah, you were gone, I think, when this guy first called in. Remember this guy? Pastadramus?
No.
I'm back.
I have to say, I was very impressed with this cat. I don't know if he was reading.
What do you mean I was gone? Like where?
No, it was just like a day when you weren't here.
Okay.
Not like you were mentally gone, but a day when you weren't
gone
here.
That
you
day,
were
man.
Too, bro. You were gone. But no, this guy called up on a 4 Bar Friday, and I don't know if he was reading his raps. I'm not sure what was happening, but
I was freestyling.
Okay.
I was freestyling.
Okay, if you say so. He really. I'll give you the 90s prom beat.
Give me that. I'm ready.
All right, go ahead, Pastradamus.
Okay.
All right.
Ready? All right. Okay. Here we go.
Okay.
So. Pastradamus the great. Pastradamus the wise. Pastradamus with the Rabo 102.5. Pastradamus got bars. Pastradamus got ZD. Pastradamus pro-life since he was the fetus. Okay. Jesus.
Go. Pastradamus got a little teeny weeny, and you know it ain't girthy like a piece of linguine. You a toy like Play-Doh, and I bet you gulped down that sauce from Alfredo. Not Alfredo sauce, but a dude from Italy. My rap is good, and you will belittle me. If you try to step to me, I'll just take a couple pills of ecstasy. And when I start blowing up, I start throwing up rhymes that are better than when you was growing up. So let me hear you, Pastradamus, cause I'm gonna take this mic and give it a pass.
Brought it up, Pastradamus like Italy, but I hold it down like I'm from Sicily. Aristotle like modesty, and I got magnanimity, probably. Yeah, truthfulness and some wittiness. Friendly, yeah, magnanimity, magnificence. Huh, you wanna hear some virtuousness? I'm on my magnificentist and that's magnificent.
Was that a real word he was using?
Magnanimity? He used about 10 words. I think he was going with sea anemone. Kay, hello. You have a question for Seth about Apple a Day.
Yes, I was calling for Seth. How you doing, Seth?
No.
Hi, Kay.
Girl's name.
Hey. So, Seth, I bought the 2-for-pack on the Apple a Day. So I'm going now. I'm excited. I can't wait.
Perfect.
What's the question?
I took the time to look the other day, and it says VIP only has access to the arcade games, and I was super pumped about the games. Please tell me that's not right.
No, yeah, that's not true. We have arcade games all over the place, so we're going to have 3 machines, and so they'll be spread out.
Awesome, guys. Well, I love the show.
Thank you, buddy.
See you there.
Appreciate that, man. Yeah, there'll be video games available for all.
Yeah, like 90s arcade games. So, Phoebe, change the verbiage on the website. Giving people a panic attack out here.
Yeah, live. People freaking.
What? VP putting the hammer down.
Well, you know, the people have spoken. They're freaked out. They need to know that the arcade games are there. Not everybody wants to dance.
So Casey has some insight on the Iran issue, which I really want to get to next, as well as we missed the Lamar Odom story last week. And if you have gone to extreme methods to pass a drug test, we definitely want to take your phone call, because when you hear what Lamar Odom did.
Well, you got
to
do this when you're
Lamar Odom.
When you go in front of an officer.
For sure. It's an extreme way, and it kind of ties into the Peg Bros. Next.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.